watching those paychecks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We keep hearing that President Obama's been looking for ways to rein in executive compensation for companies using big amounts of bailout dollars. Today, we could finally hear what the administration has in mind. Ashley Milne-Tite joins us now from New York with the latest. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So at the beginning of the year, the administration wanted to cap salaries for those bigwigs at the firms taking TARP money. But in the end, that didn't happen. So how is this latest proposal going to be different?
Well, it looks like executives will still have caps on their bonuses, which is something Congress pushed through several months ago. They just won't have bonus caps and salary caps together. But the main thing we know is that the administration's going to appoint a pay czar. And this person's going to keep an eye on pay at these firms, and they'd have the power to basically override a company's compensation plan if it didn't meet with the government's approval.
So this pay czar then will be dealing with companies that still have bailout money in their hands. But what about the broader financial industry?
Well, the Treasury Secretary's meeting today with top officials at the Fed and the SEC, and it looks like they'll be talking about maybe giving new powers to both of them, like the Fed and the SEC, so they can have some kind of say on pay at financial firms as a whole. And we know the administration's been thinking a lot about the idea of compensating executives for long-term performance rather than tempting people with things like bonuses.
Yeah.
So that's also something that we're likely to see when these plans for the wider industry come together.
All right. Ashley Milne-Tite joining us live from New York this morning. Ashley, thanks.
You're welcome.
A tiny rally on Wall Street yesterday. S&P shares were higher by less than 0.5%. The NASDAQ gained nearly 1%. Too bad the Dow didn't get that memo. It's been stuck in neutral for the past 2 days. Down 1 point yesterday, 1 point, to close at 87.63. Asian shares closed in higher gear. The Hang Seng rocketed more than 4%. Markets in Europe are up right now, so are Fiat shares in Italy after the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday gave the go-ahead for the company to buy a majority stake in Chrysler. Price of oil rose to more than $71 a barrel in overseas trading today, a new high for the year as investors look to hedge against a weakened U.S. dollar and inflation. In this country, we learned today total home loan applications fell last week. Blame a spike in mortgage rates for that. The Mortgage Bankers Association also said demand for refinancing shrank to its lowest level since November. And the numbers not so good for venture capital. A new survey out today confirms the investor bankrolling has slowed big time. From the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The National Venture Capital Association collected opinions from 700 industry leaders. It found that more than half of them will invest in fewer startups this year. VCs get their money from pension funds and other big investors, and right now, they're reluctant to take risks. NVCA President Mark Heeson says venture capitalists will only part with their cash if a company has a proven track record.
We are in a very Darwinian environment right now. The venture capital industry as a whole is going to contract, but simultaneously it's going to become more global.
To counter competition from countries like China and India, Heeson says the Obama administration should institute more open trade and immigration policies. Heeson says we'll need that edge to tap into venture capital's only growth area right now, clean technology. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Nothing like reporting on the fate of yourself. The Boston Globe reports this morning its owner, the New York Times Company, has hired Goldman Sachs to manage the possible sale of the newspaper. The report says Goldman Sachs has begun accepting bids for the financially struggling paper.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Superbrands, Brandweek's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brandweek Superbrands for more information.
The effects of globalization are being felt in India, and especially in places such as Bangalore. But there's a growing backlash by extremists against the symbols of India's globalizing economy. Many locals are calling it the Talibanization of India's tech hub. But the extremists aren't Muslim. They're Hindu. Raymond Thibodeau reports.
Friday night at the Hard Rock Cafe, young software engineers and call center employees sit down to beer and burgers. Western-style venues like this anger Hindu fundamentalists who say the clubs are corrupting the nation's youth. A particular offense? Women wearing blue jeans and miniskirts instead of the traditional sari. Some of the women have been beaten up by extremists.
They're able to create a fear that spreads so widely that girls are scared.
Arti Munkar works for an organization that tries to prevent violence against women. But she says Hindu extremists have also targeted Muslims, gay activists, and Christians.
It is actually a very deep program against minorities.
Over the past decade, big American companies like Microsoft and IBM have turned Bangalore into a prosperous and cosmopolitan city. But not everyone is getting a piece of the pie. Many of the region's youth have turned to extremism, not because of their religious views, but because they feel excluded, says Arvind Narain, a civil rights lawyer.
The girls who they attacked are girls who would never look at them once because of where they stand in the socio-economic hierarchy.
Narain says the global economic downturn has made things worse. He says jobless youngsters are probably behind much of the past year's fundamentalist violence, the bombings, religious rioting, and attacks on couples who dared to celebrate Valentine's Day, many of them tech workers from different parts of India. Vasath Bhavani heads the hardline Hindu group that carried out those February attacks.
After this IT sector started, I think there was a huge demand for the employees. So I think these people who have come from other states or other part of the world, they have spoiled our culture. I think they should be taught a lesson. We'll do it. We'll teach the lesson for them.
Bhavani wants Bangalore's software companies and call centers to invite them to their offices. He wants to teach the tech workers about local customs. But so far, he's had no takers. In Bangalore, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Hope you can check us out online at marketplace.org. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great Wednesday. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.